From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Monday there is no clear evidence that the shooter who carried out an attack Sunday at a gay nightclub in Florida was directed by an overseas terrorist group. The president said that the suspected shooter, Omar Sadiki Mateen, represented homegrown extremism. FBI Director James Comey agrees.
So far, we see no indication that this was a plot directed from outside the United States. And we see no indication that he was part of any kind of network.
Mr. Obama made his remarks a day after 49 people were gunned down at the Pulse nightclub and another 53 wounded. He said the shooter legally bought the weapons used in the attack. Authorities say Mateen sprayed around after a late-night revelers at late-night revelers in the club with semi-automatic rifle. The shooter was killed by police. The FBI twice in recent years questioned Mateen about possible connections with terrorist groups, but found nothing to warrant any charges. Thousands of refugees are pouring out of the embattled city of Fallujah through a safe exit corridor secured by the Iraqi army. The army is trying to retake the city from the Islamic State group. According to the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq, 3,300 people fled Monday, joining another 4,000 who escaped during the weekend. Thousands more are expected to make the journey in the coming days. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance will deploy 4 battalions to Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that feel most threatened by Russia. He spoke ahead of a meeting of alliance defense ministers, which begins Tuesday in Brussels. This is VOA News. The United States continues to hold the title of the world's top weapons exporter, supplying almost $23 billion worth of weapons to other countries last year. In its annual Global Defense Trade Report released Sunday, IHS Jane's reports many of the countries buying U.S. arms are in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates alone accounted for more than half of the weapons purchases in the Middle East. Southeast Asian countries bordering the South China Sea also ramped up their defense spending since 2009. A Qatari court on Monday handed down a one-year suspended sentence for adultery to a Dutch woman who was drugged and raped in a Doha nightclub. The 22-year-old woman, identified only as Laura, was on vacation at the time of the incident, March 14th. When she reported the incident to Qatari police, she was arrested and been held in jail ever since. In addition to the one-year suspended sentence, the court fined Laura $800. As soon as she pays the fine, she will be deported from the country. The woman's attacker was convicted of having sex outside of marriage and was given a sentence of 100 lashes for adultery and another 40 lashes for drinking alcohol. Residents of the border of Eritrea and Ethiopia reported hearing sounds of heavy fighting Monday as each country accused the other of launching an attack. The fighting took place in the area of Tesorona, an Eritrean-controlled town that was a flashpoint during the two countries' border war between 1998 and 2000. The French news agency AFP quotes an Ethiopian official as saying there were significant casualties on both sides. Eritrea's Ministry of Information accuses Ethiopia of unleashing the attack. Law enforcement officials are trying to determine the motive of a man who had an arsenal of weapons in his car, planning to attend the gay pride parade Sunday in Los Angeles, California. After receiving a call about a suspected prowler, police found possible explosives, assault rifles, and ammunition in a car belonging to James Howell, a 20-year-old man from the Midwestern state of Indiana. The FBI has taken over the investigation. Howell told police he planned to attend the festival and made no reference to doing any harm. To the surprise of absolutely no one, Hamilton, the hip-hop Broadway musical about America's founding father Alexander Hamilton, won the prize at Sunday's Tony Awards for Best Musical, beating out Shuffle Along, Bright Star, Waitress, and School of Rock. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.